Movie film rolls. A red sprocket at the edge becomes the letter I in IFC Midnight. Blood drips from the letter M. On a black background, red letters flicker. Shudder. Colorful lights reflect off clear cylinders as they slide past one another. Inside a red square, Image Nation, Abu Dhabi. A silver line divides red and silver letters, AGC International. Mist clears around two full moons. Surrounded by white letters, they spell Spooky Pictures. Nighttime. A blonde woman looks out a taxi window. She smiles. City lights reflect in the window. Her eyes move over the scenery.
Grămadă de britanici. Mai vii și niște ruși? Da, eu cred că tu nu ești turist. Mama ta e doar de pe aici. Mai rude în București?
Nu chiar.
Băca.
In the rearview mirror, the driver eyes the woman.
Și tu?
Oh, he was asking if we have any family left in Romania.
You don't speak Romanian?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Așa că dacă spun că ești foarte frumoasă, nu vei înțelege,
eh? Hey, easy.
Aici am făcut un compliment. Ce crezi că nu vreau ca cineva să mă arate la fel de bine?
What did he say?
He said he hates you.
No, I say you are beautiful. Frumoasă.
Frumoasă.
Foarte frumoasă.
The man next to the blonde puts his arm around her and kisses her forehead.
Thank you.
Outside a building, the taxi driver hands her a suitcase.
Oh.
The man tips the driver.
Mulțumesc.
Is this it?
I think so.
The couple pull their suitcases through an alcove and step in front of an apartment building. The blonde looks up at the windows.
Da, bună seara. Noi suntem. Fac mai mult jump. Suntem în față.
An old woman peers through the parted curtains.
Da. Vă așteptam.
The blonde,
Julia,
joins the man and a woman at the entrance.
Haideți, intrați. Știți, e foarte multă liniște. În bloc sunt foarte de treabă.
The woman, the manager, unlocks an apartment. She flips the light switch.
Ăsta îl repară mâine, e ceva de la rețea. Restul ar trebui să meargă.
The room remains dark. She turns on a lamp. Julia and the man walk into the apartment and look around.
Hey, not bad.
A bottle of champagne sits on the table. A large window fills the far wall. Julia walks over to it.
V-au adus-o de dimineață.
It's from work.
Julia peers out the window.
Bun venit în București.
You don't like?
No, it's lovely. Frumoasă. Frumoasă.
Apartamentul e renovat de curând, să știți. Vecinii sunt foarte buni. Cartier liniștit. Sper să vă simțiți ca acasă.
Mulțumesc.
Sunt convinsă că o să vă simțiți ca acasă.
La revedere.
Da, e ce-mi doresc cel mai mult, să știți. Da.
The manager leaves. The man puts his keys to the side and leans against the door. The man shrugs off his jacket and walks over to Julia.
I smell like play.
Oh, well, that's my favorite. Stale peanuts and sweaty strangers.
Why did you think I didn't like the place?
Because you smile too much.
Are you telling me that I walk around grinning like an idiot?
Only around me.
He lifts her and moves her onto the couch.
You're insufferable.
They kiss from outside a large window. The couple makes out on the couch. IFC Midnight and Shudder present an Image Nation Abu Dhabi presentation in association with AGC Studios. A Spooky Pictures Lost City production. A film by Chloe Okuno. Micah Monroe. Carl Glusman. Bern Gorman. The man takes off Julia's pants and throws them to the side. He lies down between her legs. She wraps one leg around his thigh. Casting by Romeo Magda. Music by Nathan Halpern. He sits back and pulls her up with him. She straddles him and slides down onto his lap. Director of Photography, Benjamin Kirk Nielsen. She slips her shirt over her head and drops it. Based on the screenplay by Zach Ford. Written for the screen and directed by Chloe Okuno. Red cursive letters block out the large window. Watcher. Julia lies awake in bed. She stretches and sits up. She looks over at a large bedroom window. Rainwater streaks down the glass and reflects on her face and the walls. She pushes away the comforter and gets out of bed. She looks through the window at the neighboring apartment complex. An old man sits on a couch and watches TV. In another apartment, a figure walks around the kitchen. Above, a man stands in the window. Julia leans in and continues to watch him. Rain streams down the glass and blurs his image.
Can't sleep.
No. Sorry, I woke you.
Come here.
The man reaches out to her. Julia crawls into bed and curls up against him.
When do you have to wake up tomorrow?
Early.
Wake me up before you leave, okay?
He kisses her forehead.
Oh, well.
Morning. Julia stretches in bed. She rolls to her side.
Oh.
She sits up. She rubs sleep from her eyes. She reaches for the phone. On the screen, a picture of Julia sleeping paired with a message from Francis. I couldn't bear to wake you. You look too peaceful. Julia types out a reply. Creep, good luck today. She lies back down. Julia's suitcase lies open on the bed. She unpacks it.
Yeah, este forme formosa.
She puts clothes on a shelf.
I eat carrots. Eu mănânc morcovi.
Eu mănânc morcovi. Morcovi.
Julia looks at her bedroom wall. She turns off the language tape. She tilts her head and eyes the wall. Outside, Julia walks along a street.
I would like to see a movie. Mi-ar plăcea să văd un film. Mi-ar plăcea să văd un film. Maria drinks coffee with her father.
At a restaurant.
Maria, da cafea cu tatăl.
Julia pulls the earbuds out of her ears.
Bună ziua. Cu ce vă servez?
Un cafe, vă rog.
O cafe.
O cafe, sorry.
No, your accent is great.
Thank you.
O cafea cu lapte?
Da, cu lapte.
The waiter walks away. Julia adjusts the menu and leans on the table. She looks out at the people in the restaurant, then glances out the window. Outside, Julia carries a bouquet of yellow roses. She stops. She glances up at an apartment window. The curtains are closed. She keeps walking. Nighttime. Julia lies awake in bed next to Francis. She looks out the window at the apartment opposite hers. In the apartment, The light is on behind the drawn curtains. Julia turns away from the window. Julia stands on a metro platform. She looks up at the arched ceiling and turns to watch the people standing around her. A metro approaches. At the Romanian Athenaeum, Julia walks up stone steps. Inside, she stands in the center of a circular arched room. She looks up at the ornate reliefs on the ceiling. She holds up her phone to take a picture. A security guard rushes over.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
She hurries away. Julia looks over at a table of clay statues. A smile tugs on her lips. She picks up a tiny statue of Count Dracula. She runs her thumb over its black cape. Julia walks down the hallway to her apartment with a small shopping bag. She reaches into her purse for her keys. She slows and inches toward her apartment. The door sits ajar. Her jaw tenses. She peers into the apartment. An older man stands in the doorway.
Ah, gata. S-a reparat și lumina. Totul e în regulă.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Lumina.
The manager points upward.
Nu știu cum ai zice în engleză.
Oh, the light.
The manager pats Julia's shoulder.
Okay. Thank you.
The manager walks away. Inside, Julia stands in the dark. She turns to the light switch. Nighttime. The Dracula statue sits on the table. Julia taps her phone. She wears a red dress. Two glasses of wine sit on the table. One is empty. She frowns at the phone and reaches for her glass of wine. She takes a long sip. She purses her lips. She fidgets with the statue. Outside, snow falls. Julia tilts her head. She heads to the window. She is reflected in the glass. She furrows her brow. She turns off the light. She stares at the windows at the neighboring building. From behind a sheer curtain, the man stares at her. She watches him. He stands motionless. The lights in her apartment come on.
Hello, darling.
Julia turns around. Francis stands by the door.
Any reason in particular you're standing in the dark?
Just people watching.
He nods.
How is work?
Exhausting. But good.
He spots the Dracula statue on the table. He picks it up.
Is this for me?
It's for you. It's kind of silly.
Yes. It is very silly. And I love it.
From the large window, Francis pulls Julia to the front door. He lets go of her hand and gets her coat from the closet. He helps her put it on.
For you.
Outside.
What is it?
He hands her a flower.
It's a guichel. It's a symbol.
A symbol of what?
That spring has arrived. Isn't that obvious?
They slow to a stop by an alley in front of their apartment. At the other end sits a police car. They exchange a look and walk closer to a forming crowd. At the edge of the crowd, a woman stands on her tiptoes. Emergency workers come and go from the building to a parked ambulance.
What's happening?
Scuzați-mă. Ce se întâmplă?
Nu știu, dar nu mă lasă să intru în casă.
Sure.
Julia looks on. Inside the ambulance, a wide-eyed man sits wrapped in a blanket. He makes eye contact with Julia. She backs away. She pulls Francis away from the crowd. Daytime. In the living room, Julia watches soccer on TV. She flips the channel to a nature documentary. She flips to the news. The ambulance is on screen. She leans forward.
A fost măcelerită în propria garsonieră, aflată chiar în inima Bucureștiului. Trupul neînsuflețit a fost
Hey, come look at this.
Francis tosses aside his coat and walks over.
Think this is what we passed by the other night.
He kisses the top of her head.
What are they saying?
On screen, a photo of a young woman.
You're talking about the last time she was seen.
She was murdered?
So it seems.
That guy was there. What is he saying?
He found the body.
How did she,
They didn't say. They're gonna be here at 7.
Julia frowns. She turns off the TV.
Okay.
I can't figure out if Simeon likes me or if he thinks I'm an idiot. I swear, every time I think I'm getting in with him, he shuts the door in my face like I'm fucking Diane Keaton at the end of The Godfather.
Julia plays with her hair and looks down. Francis stands from the bed.
Hey.
What?
He leans against the wall.
What's up?
Nothing.
He tilts his head downward and eyes her. Julia rubs the back of her neck.
There's this guy that lives across the street, and he's always looking over here.
Looking over here how?
Every time I look over there, he's just standing in his window, and it's like he's staring right at me.
Francis glances out the window.
Which window is it?
She gets up and approaches the window. She points.
Right there.
Francis stands next to her. He puts his hands on his hips. He leans in.
I can't see anything.
Because it's day.
He only looks in at night?
I can only see him at night. Doesn't mean that he's not.
The window curtain hangs half open.
You know what? Forget it.
No, come on. If you're feeling uncomfortable about something, you should talk about it.
Really? I'm fine. So you're Diane Keaton?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I said.
At the dining table.
Un pescar vopsit în albastru, pe mai prost date nu se poate. Poate era albastru că s-a înnecat. Ce căcat un pescar zombie care vinde copiilor fructe de mare stricate?
I'm sorry, I was just telling your husband that he needs some new accounts. What else do they have you on?
Frosty cakes and some company that sells office supplies marketed towards women.
You just need to make a better impression on Simeon.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Thank you. I hadn't thought of that.
And don't confuse kinui with sekinui.
What happened?
Nothing. I just made this silly mistake earlier during a presentation, and I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, he was trying to say to a client that he'd fight for them, but instead he said he'd torture them.
Francis forces a smile. Julia looks at him. Francis's co-worker pulls out a pack of cigarettes.
Is it okay if I smoke in here?
Julia gave up smoking a few months ago.
Really? I don't see you as a smoker.
No, I'm trying not to be.
I don't have
to. No, really. It's totally fine.
I don't want to be a bad influence.
It's fine.
Lord, thanks.
Francis told us you're an actress.
Yeah, I was.
She shrugs.
Wasn't really for me. So I'm, reevaluating.
The woman smiles.
Jules and I had an interesting experience the other night, didn't we? We're walking just a few blocks away. We go past this crime scene, bunch of cops. This afternoon, we turn on the news, and there it is.
What happened?
They found a woman murdered in her apartment.
Yeah, you heard about it too?
Normal. Ghișe lipsea.
Bărbat care să trateze, okay?
Pe dracu, lipsea capul.
Bullshit.
What?
Francis glances from her to his co-worker.
Do I need to leave so the grown-ups can talk?
They're saying the woman had her head cut off.
You didn't tell me that.
They didn't say anything about that.
It must be related to the other attacks. So they found a woman about a month ago with her throat slit in her apartment around the same age. So, but this one, he cut so deep, it was essentially a decapitation. They're calling him the spider.
Hai că exagerez.
Nu exagerez deloc, așa l-o pur eclipsă.
Ești prea dramatic, a spider.
Nicolae e actor născut.
Nu am prea multă stimă de sine ca să fiu actor.
Julia stands.
Do you need help?
No, I'm fine.
Ți-am să o pai cu bunicul?
Mm. Nu.
O, bancul e preferat.
Hai, spune.
Deci fii atent. Ia un bunic și le spune nepoților lui o poveste de la vânătoare. Numai că bunicul are Alzheimer, dar și tot uită lucruri. Mm-hmm. Și zice, uite-mă copii, eram în pădure și la un moment dat apare un mistreț. Poc! Ia se cura și taie, se cura și taie o pulpă și...
Julia steps into the hallway. She takes a deep breath. She carries a trash bag down the hall. On the stairs, Julia watches a man and woman kissing on the landing below. The woman waves goodbye to the man. She looks up at Julia.
T'as joué quelque chose?
Julia walks down the stairs.
Excusez. You must be the new neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
You two just moved in, right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, your English is perfect.
Thank you, but I meant, can you hear me inside my apartment?
Oh, no, not really.
Hmm.
Can you hear us?
No. You're suspiciously quiet.
And I love you for this.
I'm Irina.
Julia.
Just bang on my wall if I'm ever making too much noise.
Okay.
They go their separate ways. Daytime. Julia walks alone on the street. She passes a newspaper stand. She stops walking and takes a step back. She picks up a newspaper. A photo of the murdered girl covers the front page. Under the picture, Anna Albescu, 28 ani. At a cafe, Julia types Anna Albescu into a Google search. She scrolls through articles before clicking on one that reads, Fourth body discovered in serial attacks in Bucharest. There are photos of Anna and another woman on the page. She clicks on a video of a woman with a blurred out face at the bottom of the page.
I woke up and saw a man standing over me in the dark. He put a pillowcase over my head so I couldn't see his face. He held a knife to my throat and pressed down. I thought I was going to die because I felt it going into my skin. But then he stopped and just sat next to me, watching me. It felt like he was there for hours.
Julia rubs her temple.
I think he was watching me before. I just had a sense that someone was always behind me, even when I was alone.
On the street, Julia glances over her shoulder. A young man walks behind her. She slows and turns around. The young man hurries past her. He crosses the street. Julia shuts her eyes. She looks in the direction of the young man. Across the street is a marquee. On it, Cinema Pro, Charade, Cary Grant, Audrey Hepburn. She walks toward it. Julia walks into the dark theater with a small bag of popcorn. A couple cuddles by the exit. She passes them and walks down the aisle. She makes her way down an empty row of seats. She sits in the center. She glances at the movie patrons behind her. A man in a beret yawns. Behind him, the couple kisses. Julia smiles. A woman eats nachos and stares at the screen. Near her, a man glares ahead. Julia turns to face the screen. She looks down at her popcorn and puts a piece in her mouth.
Where is it, lady?
I don't know.
Give it to me.
Behind Julia, a man takes a seat.
Peter! Peter! A man tried to kill me!
Julia tenses. She takes a couple of deep breaths. On the theater screen, Audrey Hepburn's eyes widen. Julia slowly turns her head to the side. She sees a tan shoe. She turns back ahead.
Peter.
Peter, are you all right?
Lock the door. Don't let anyone in except me. And close these windows after me.
Be careful.
You just took the words right out of my mouth.
Julia jumps to her feet. She clambers out of the row of seats. At the exit, she turns around. The man who sat behind her faces the movie screen. She hurries out of the door. Outside, Julia heads up the steps to a supermarket. Inside, she walks to the front counter.
Chidori? Marlboro.
The woman turns around and grabs the pack.
21 de lei.
Julia stares at the pack on the counter. She taps her finger on the box.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Julia turns away. The cashier rolls her eyes and returns the cigarette box to the display. Julia grabs a basket. She walks through the supermarket aisles. She turns a corner and stops at the fruit section. She puts fruit into her basket. From behind a shelf, a man steps out. He turns and watches Julia. She looks up. The man turns away. She flexes her jaw. She glances his way and then steps behind a tall shelf. She moves to another aisle. She runs her hands over jarred sauces and canned food. Behind her, the man follows. He stops in front of the tuna. At the end of the aisle, the man looks over the food. Julia turns her head. He wears the same tan shoes. He turns toward her. She looks away. Julia walks to the end of the aisle and turns. She walks past another aisle. The man appears at the other end. She circles to the refrigerator section. She stares at the empty aisle. She heads further into the refrigeration section. She glances over her shoulder. The aisle remains empty. She rounds the corner to the back of the store. She glances in between aisles. At the end of the section, she turns back and sees the man. She backs away. She knocks over a display of pickles. The man turns to look at her. Julia rushes toward the storage area. She pushes the double doors and drops her basket. She pushes the door shut. She peers through the circular window. She looks at the pickles lying on the ground amid shards of glass. The man steps on the glass. Julia ducks down. She straightens and looks again. The man looks down at the broken jar of pickles. The man turns his head.
Hey! Chico, did you?
Is there a back door?
Julia runs in the direction of the supermarket worker points. Evening. Julia sits at the table in front of boxes of takeout.
Simeon says they like to be wooed, so we're going to headquarters in Sofia to do the whole song and dance. I don't know yet if it's going to be Nikolai or me.
It's great.
Frances glances at her full plate.
You not hungry?
Not really. This weird thing happened. There was this guy at the movie theater, and then he followed me into the supermarket.
Followed you?
Yeah.
Did he say something to you?
No.
Julia stands. She gathers her plate and heads into the kitchen.
Did he follow you here?
No, I don't think so.
Frances follows her into the kitchen.
You okay?
Yeah. I think I just need to sleep it off.
He reaches out and rubs her back.
Come here.
He hugs her from behind.
The good news is, if he ever comes here, if you're a big, strong man, I protect you. Okay. I'm gonna pretend you didn't just laugh at that.
Francis strokes her hair. He kisses her. He pulls her closer. She pulls away.
I'm sorry.
He takes a step back and shakes his head.
No, No, you don't have to apologize.
I don't know why I reacted like
that. No, I totally get it. Do you want to go back to the supermarket? I mean, they gotta have security tapes, right?
She looks at him. At the supermarket.
Aș putea să vorbesc cu un manager?
Da, dar e în pauză acum, se întoarce în vreo oră.
Ne întrebam dacă...
Tu n-ai fost aici mai devreme? Pe domnișoara, am găsit-o mai devreme în depozit. Mi-a spart un borcan cu murături. Cred că vrea să fure ceva.
I thought you were trying to steal.
I wasn't trying to steal something. There was a man that was following me. I was just trying to hide.
Ne putea arata dacă se vede ceva pe camere?
The supermarket employee looks between the two of them, then nods.
Hi. What time are you in?
Around 4, I think.
The employee rewinds the security tapes. Francis leans over his shoulder.
Detective H.
Da. Yeah. What do you look like?
He was white, older. He was wearing a brown jacket.
Bărbat alb, 30-40 de ani.
The employee points to a man on the screen.
No.
On screen, Julia walks over to the fruit section. Julia leans in closer to the monitor. Her eyes dart to the other screen. On the monitor, an empty aisle. The man steps into view. Julia straightens.
That's him.
Francis looks at the man. On screen, the man turns toward Julia. On the other screen, Julia tenses. She walks into another aisle.
Okay, watch.
Francis tilts his head. On screen, Julia knocks over the jar of pickles. She rushes through the doors.
Wait for it.
On screen, the man steps to the pickles. He looks down.
Just wait.
The man turns in the direction of the double doors.
There, see?
The employee pauses the video. It freezes on the man staring in Julia's direction.
He's staring right at me.
Maybe, or...
Francis takes a step closer to her.
Or what?
Or he's staring at the woman who's staring at him.
Lyons creases forehead. She turns away. She shakes her head. On screen, Julia peers through the circular window. Julia raises her phone and takes a picture of the man's face. Nighttime. Julia sits awake in bed. She looks at Francis asleep next to her. She picks up her phone on the nightstand. The light of the screen brightens her face. On the phone screen, Julia looks at the photo of the man. She zooms in on his face. She stares at the phone. Morning, in the kitchen. Julia sits at the table and taps on her coffee mug. Francis pulls toast out of the toaster and plates it.
You gonna be okay?
He places it in front of Julia.
Of course, I'll be fine.
I have to go to dinner with some clients tonight, so I'm gonna be out kinda late.
She nods.
Okay.
He leans forward and cups her shoulder. He kisses her on the cheek.
Bye.
He grabs his satchel from the table. Julia stares off. She raises her brow and checks the door. She turns back to the table and grabs the plate. At the bedroom window, she eats her toast and peers through a crack in the curtains. She tilts her head. She takes another bite of her toast and leans forward. Outside, a couple enters the apartment building across the street. A man wearing headphones passes the building. Julia sits curled up in a chair. She leans on her hand and stares out the window. Daylight fades. Julia rubs her forehead. At the fridge, she eats a slice of cheese. She downs a glass of water.
Hey.
At the dining table.
I was just wondering when you're gonna be back home.
She holds her phone to her ear.
Yeah, I figured. Do you know when you'll be back? No, it's just... No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I'll see you when you're back. You too.
She puts her phone on the table. At the large window, she stares between parted curtains. Across the street, the window of the lodger remains dark. She blinks. Her lips part. The curtains in the lodger's window part. Julia turns from the window. She turns around and looks at the door. She puts her back to the window. She shakes her head. She takes a step toward the door. Then stops. Then another step. She moves slowly toward the door. She stops. She stares at the door. Her eyes widen. She inches closer to the door. She puts her hands on the door and rises on her toes. She looks through the peephole.
Ah, Doamne Dumnezeule, în sfârșit cineva deschide. Pentru că ăștia, alții, niciunul, nici măcar nu s-a obosit.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Vă rog să mă iertați că vă deranjez. Dar să vedeți, adineaura am coborât la căsuța poștală și pistoiul meu s-a strecurat printre picioare și nu-l mai găsesc. Pistoiul, îl cheamă Elvis.
Elvis?
Elvis, așa, cu o blană lucioasă, lucioasă.
It's her cat. What?
Elvis is her cat. He's gone missing and she's trying to find him and she wants to know if you've seen him.
The old woman nods.
I'm sorry, I haven't seen him.
Doamne Dumnezeule, niciodată nu... Iartă-mă, dar asta e situația. Dar nimeni nu vrea să mă ajute.
Păi îmi pare rău, să nu mai pierdeți.
Poate că așteaptă la ușă. Dragul de el.
Poor Eleonora, that cat is always trying to escape her.
Thanks, by the way.
My husband usually translates, but still at work. Working at 10 p.m.? Is he a stripper?
No, works in marketing with a client.
Irina takes a step towards her door, then stops.
Do you feel like coming in for a drink? I feel like another one, and it's less sad if there's another person with me.
Yeah, sure, yeah? Sure. Yeah, that sounds nice.
Okay.
Irina unlocks her door. Julia locks hers and heads to Irina's. Inside, Julia looks around.
Come in.
Julia smiles. She wanders further into the apartment.
I should have stayed out longer. I look radiant with vodka.
Irina checks her reflection in the window. She walks past Julia. Through the open window, Julia stares at the watcher's window.
Do you like port?
Yeah, sure.
Irina hands her a glass of dark red wine.
Noroc.
Noroc.
Vorbești bine românește.
No, nu prea.
See? You do.
I'm trying to learn. I wanted to surprise Francis. One day, just say something very casually.
So your husband's Romanian?
His mother is, but he grew up in the U.S.
And he brought you back to the home country?
Yeah. Got a promotion, and they needed someone in the Bucharest office.
It must be hard for you, though. It was hard for me when I first moved away. I studied ballet in London before I injured my knee. My English was terrible. I fell madly in love with it eventually, but the first few months, I was terribly lonely.
Yeah, I could definitely be lonely.
At least you have your husband with you.
Irina sips from her glass. Julia looks down.
I'm sorry, did I say something to upset you?
No.
You sure?
Julia turns around.
Irina.
Serios? Acum vii beat la ușa mea?
Îmi pare rău, iartă-mă. Hai să vorbim puțin, te rog.
Am un safir, așa că fii drăguț și du-te-n pizda, mătii!
Curva, dracu!
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's just my ex.
He sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, he just sounds like it's all a show.
He's actually very sweet.
Anyway, he knows not to cross the line.
And what if he does?
Irina mimes firing a gun.
I'm serious.
She nods to the coffee table.
Open it.
Julia eyes the table and then her. She reaches down and opens a drawer.
Whoa.
He gave it to me as a present when we were together to defend myself. I think he regrets it now, but it just makes it easier for me to tell him to go fuck himself.
I should tell more people to go fuck themselves.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
You should say, du-te-n pizda mătii.
Du-te-n pizda mătii.
Mătii.
Du-te-n pizda mătii. Mătii.
Perfect.
From outside the window, on the couch, Julia and Irina laugh and talk. Inside Julia's apartment, she locks the door. She pushes her hair out of her face and stumbles into the living room. She swings her arms. She raises her arms over her head and falls backward over the arm of the couch. She lies on her back with her hand on her stomach. She scratches her head. She turns toward the window. She pushes herself into a sitting position. She stands. She straightens her shirt and walks over to the drawn curtains. She draws the curtain to the side. A figure stands in the watcher's window. She drops the curtain and steps back.
Fuck this.
She pulls the curtains wide open. She stares up at the window with wide eyes. The figure of a man stands silhouetted by light.
You're not really looking in here, are you?
She clenches her jaw. She flexes her fingers. She raises a shaky hand. She stares across the street and holds her hand up in a wave. The shadowy figure stands motionless in his window. Her fingers fall. Her eyes shut and her head dips. She lowers her hand to her side. She pushes her hair out of her face. The figure raises his hand. She looks up. Her lips part. She leans toward the window. Francis walks in the front door. He puts down his keys.
Jules?
He drops his satchel by the door and walks into the apartment. He turns into the bedroom. On the bed, Julia sits cross-legged and smokes a cigarette. Julia blows out a puff of smoke. Francis walks over to her. He sits on the edge of the bed. His gaze darts between her face and the cigarette.
What's going on?
He takes the cigarette out of her hand. He takes a drag.
I saw the man in the window again. I waved at him. And he waved back.
She looks up at him with tears in her eyes. He bolts from the bed and strides into the living room. He looks out the window.
Which one is it?
One floor up to the left.
His light's off.
He's in there.
Francis raises his middle finger.
Don't.
She clenches her jaw. Francis maintains the gesture.
Do you see him?
He lowers his hand and turns to her.
No, I can't see anything. It's too dark.
I want to call the cops.
Is that really necessary?
Yes.
So, he followed you from the theater across the street to the market?
I think so.
You think so? În engleză, I think so, e mai degrabă da sau nu.
E ca în română. Cred, poate.
Francis shrugs.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe him, please?
I have a photo.
The cop scribbles on his pad. She grabs her phone. She hands it to the cop.
So you think this is the same man you saw in the window?
I think it could be.
You could identify his face in a window in the building across the street?
Not exactly. It was dark. It was a silhouette mostly.
Mostly?
Look, this isn't normal. He's always there, looking in here. I can feel him.
Okay. I'll go over there if you say he's looking in your window. That's not polite, so I'll talk with him. If you want, you can come with me, see if it's the same as in the picture. So I think so can become yes or no.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I'll go. I'd like to get a look at him. Maybe I could just hang back, get a glance of him around the corner, right?
The cop pops a stick of gum in his mouth.
Yeah, sure.
He shrugs. Julia stands alone at the window. She looks down at the street below. Across the street, Francis and the police officer enter the building. Julia paces. She stops in front of the window. Her gaze drifts up to the watcher's apartment. She moves closer. Shadows move inside the watcher's apartment. She pulls out her phone and types a message to Francis. What's happening? She hits send. Three dots appear on the screen. She looks up at the window. Shadows continue to move in the watcher's apartment. She looks back down on her phone. The three dots disappear. She glares up at the watcher's window. Julia watches the front door. Francis walks in.
Was it him? Francis, was it him?
He raises his brows.
Listen to me for a second. Even if it was him, the guy lives in our neighborhood. It's not crazy to think that he'd be shopping at the same store.
I need you to stop rationalizing this all away.
You want me to stop being rational, to just jump to the craziest conclusion like you?
You think I'm crazy?
No, I think you're stressed.
And you're alone here all day
Stop.
Long. You're in this new country.
Stop!
Francis takes a step back.
Stop talking to me like I'm a fucking child.
He swallows and clenches his jaw. Julia's eyes glisten. She walks into the bedroom.
I can't stay here.
Julia.
I want to leave.
Leave, like, pack our bags right now?
You want to head to a hotel or what? You want to get on a plane back to New York? Please just tell me what you want me to do.
I want you to fucking believe me!
Oh, this is just a bad night, Jules.
It's not a bad night. I can't think here. I can't breathe. I mean, I feel like I'm losing my mind.
She wipes her face.
What can I do?
What can I do to help?
She stares at him. Her face is wet. Her lips quiver.
Nothing.
She turns from him and wipes her nose. She walks into the bathroom. Francis stands alone in the bedroom. His head falls. Morning. The bathroom door hangs open. The shower curtain is closed. In the bedroom, Francis slings a duffel bag over his shoulder. He walks over and leans against the bedroom door frame.
Hey, Jules, I'm heading out.
In the shower, Julia looks in his direction. Francis looks down and leaves. In the shower, Julia dips her head under the stream. She pushes water over her hair. Outside, Julia buys cigarettes at a booth on a street. She stalks down the cobblestone street. Her hands are shoved deep into the pockets of her jacket. She breaks into a hurried pace and hides behind a pillar. The man crosses a city square. He carries a white plastic bag. Julia watches him head down a flight of steps. Julia stands at the top of the steps. She watches the man disappear into a tunnel. She follows him down the steps. In the tunnel, dim overhead lights cast the whitewashed walls in blue-tinged light. She keeps her distance and trails after him. He rounds a corner. She quickens her pace. Julia peers over the top of a ledge. A short distance away, the man throws feed to pigeons. He trudges through the flock. Julia's eyes follow him. He makes his way across the street. Julia dashes up the steps. She walks over to an advertisement board and hides behind it. Across the street, the man holds a newspaper over his head. A trolley pulls onto the road. Julia rushes onto the sidewalk. The trolley blocks the man from Julia's view. She wipes rain from her forehead. The trolley passes. Across the street, the man goes into a cafe. On a patio, under an umbrella, the man eats a meal. Julia watches him from between the bars of a wrought iron fence. The man stands and gathers his things. He holds his newspaper over his head and goes back out into the rain. Julia follows after him. Julia watches the man round a corner. At a yellow building, Julia ducks behind a gutter downspout. She continues on. She stops and stares into a long, dark hallway. Julia slowly makes her way down the unlit hallway. She pulls her jacket closer. At the end of the hall is a stairwell. She stops and looks up. Water drips down in pools on the floor. She steps around the puddle. To her left is a lit entryway. She peers into the red carpeted hallway. She enters and walks downstairs. At the bottom, around the corner, a bald man sits in a chair.
Do you speak English?
Yes.
What is this place?
Museum.
It's a museum?
No. Museum, it's a club.
Her brow creases.
Can I go in?
Yeah, sure.
She walks past him. He watches her go inside. Julia pushes through a red beaded curtain. She walks past a man in a suit. He ogles a woman dancing in a thong and thigh highs within a small glass booth. The woman lowers to a squat, then pushes herself up. In another glass booth, a woman with nipple tassels turns and shakes her hips. In a side room, two women in lingerie dance on a low stage. Two men in black chairs watch them. Julia goes deeper into the club. She looks into a side hallway. At the end of the hallway, the man holds a mop in a bucket. She tilts her head. The man pushes a handle and squeezes the mop. He grips the mop handle with both hands and stills. Junior freezes. He lifts his head to the side. She jumps backward next to a glass booth. She looks over her shoulder at a seated man. He avoids eye contact.
Julia?
A dancer in a blonde wig knocks on the glass.
You followed him here?
The dancer, Irina, lights a cigarette.
Francis thinks that I'm overreacting, but he's been watching us since we moved in.
Irina fidgets with the butt of her cigarette.
Do you know him? I think he works here as a cleaner.
People come and go here all the time. I never really get a good look at their faces. They all have the same dumb expression, and they start to blend together.
Have you noticed anyone watching you in your apartment?
No, but maybe I've gotten used to having eyes on me.
Julia looks down. Irina tilts her head.
Do I just sound paranoid?
Irina shakes her head.
Let's just hope you'll never find out. The best outcome might be having to live with the uncertainty. Better than getting raped and strangled and dying with the words I told you so on your lips, right?
Hai, Irina, intră 5 minute.
Sorry, I have to get back to work.
Julia sips her drink.
Thank you for looking after me. I'll try and do the same for you.
Irina strokes her face. They smile at each other. Evening, at the apartment, Julia brushes her teeth. At the front door, she tucks a chair under the handle. She checks the handle and takes a step back. In the bedroom, Julia lies in front of her laptop. She stretches out on the end of the bed. She sits up and turns off her laptop. She carries it into the living room. She sets it down and heads back to the bedroom. She stops at the entryway of the bedroom. One of the pillowcases is missing. From behind, a pillowcase covers her head. She is shoved onto the bed. She lies on her back and grabs the arms of her attacker. He hits her. She struggles to push him away. Blood pools from her mouth and seeps through the pillowcase. Julia's eyes fly open. She sits up at the end of the bed. She turns her head to the front of the bed. The cases remain on both pillows. She turns her head away. Her eyes fall shut. She rubs her right eye. She turns her head to the front of the bed. Her gaze drifts to the wall that separates her apartment from Irina's. An image of the pillowcase over her head flashes. She kneels on the bed. She puts her ear against the wall. She raises her fist.
Irina.
Julia jumps back.
Irina.
In the hallway.
Irina. I heard screaming from in here, okay? If we can just get the key. He's hurting her, okay? Can we get the key, please? Just open the door, please!
Hey, hey.
Take him to police.
The manager opens the door. Julia follows her inside. The neighbors gather around the entrance. The manager looks around the apartment. She shrugs.
Vezi, mini men.
I heard the scream from the bedroom.
The manager raises a brow and walks into the bedroom. Julia follows. The neighbors creep into the apartment.
A dărâmat o pisica.
Si, it was cat.
In Irina's bedroom, a cat scratches the carpet next to a broken lamp. Julia looks around to the semi-ajar door of the closet.
Elvis! Elvis!
The old woman picks up the cat.
Panorama asta mi-a furat pisoiul!
Julia stands on the stairs and watches Francis with the manager.
Normal, ca miez de noapte, soția dumneavoastră să scoate asemenea istericale, da? Nu suntem la circ. Poate acolo la dumneavoastră e permis. Nu știu. Dar aici, la noi, sunt oameni civilizați. Copii mici, bătrâni.
What did she say?
She said she didn't want tenants who created trouble.
Julia pushes out her lips and nods.
I can imagine.
Francis looks down at his coffee mug.
I'm sorry I've been working so much.
It's your job.
I know, but you moved here to be with me.
Well, that's presumptuous. Maybe I've always wanted to live an aimless existence in Bucharest, smoking cigarettes and scaring my neighbors with my hysterics.
If that you need help, I don't blame you for it. I gotta go into work for a few hours today, but we have cocktails tonight. If you're up for it.
Yeah, I'm good. Hi, vorbiți engleză? I was wondering if you know a woman that works there. Her name's Irina. She didn't come home last night, and I was just wondering if you've heard from her or seen her. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Julia looks up. She steps out into the hallway. A tall man knocks on Irina's door.
Are you looking for Irina?
You know where she is?
No, I just saw her last night at work.
We were supposed to meet at my apartment after she finished.
She never came?
It's not the first time, but no, she never came.
Do you know where she would be?
I think she's inside.
I don't think so. I would have heard her come in. Do you have her phone number?
Yeah, but she doesn't answer me.
Do you mind if I try and call her?
Yeah.
He takes his phone out of his pocket. Julia enters the number into her phone. Julia turns to Irina's apartment.
Mm-hmm. You hear that? Sper că te distrezi acolo. Bravo.
Julia lowers her phone. The tall man, Christian, storms off.
Wait.
He turns around.
Could you help me with something?
Outside, Julia and Christian walk past parked cars. They step onto the sidewalk. He points to a building. He heads to the entrance. Julia freezes at the bottom of the steps. He turns to her. She nods and follows after him.
So, you want me to knock on his door and get the guy to come out?
Yeah, I just need to see him.
Why?
I think that he's been following me. The police say they can't do anything, but I need to know for myself that it's the same person.
Parking cops are useless.
The elevator stops on the fifth floor.
So which one?
She turns around. And then looks down the hall.
That one there.
She points.
Four doors down.
On the left?
Yeah.
He heads for the door. Julia steps closer to the wall and leans against it. He points to a door. She nods. She inches closer.
I think there's someone inside, but they don't answer. Da, bro. Da, te servește băiatul, cum să nu. Uh-huh. Hai, pa. Sorry, I gotta go.
Can you just try one more time?
Okay.
He goes back down the hall.
Alo, răspunde! Știu că ești acasă! Bă, perversul dracu, dacă te mai uiți în casele oamenilor, vin în sparg ușa și îți rup capul ăla!
Sorry. I tried.
What did you say?
To stop bothering you. But don't worry. He probably has a little crush on you. If you see Irina, can you tell her that I came by?
Okay.
Da, bro. Da, vin acum.
He steps onto the elevator. Julia gives the apartment door a look. She heads for the exit. She stops. She squeezes her eyes shut. She turns around. She looks down the hallway. She heads for the apartment. The number on the door reads 38. She stands in front of it and sways on her feet. She waits. She steps closer. The door opens. She gapes and takes a step back. An old man stands in the doorway.
I'm sorry.
She hurries away. The old man steps out into the hallway. She presses the elevator button. Her eyes drift to the side. They widen. In the stairwell, the man stands with a plastic bag. He stares up at her. Julia steps into the elevator. She presses a button. The doors close. Her eyes glisten. Above her, she sees the man watch her descend. At the apartment, Julia stares at her made-up face in the mirror. She screws down her lipstick. She turns to the living room.
Julia?
She returns the cap to her lipstick. She steps away from her vanity and into the living room. Francis stands at the open door. Julia walks closer. In the doorway, the police officer stands with his hands clasped in front of him. He nods.
Julia, this is Daniel Weber. He lives in the building across from you.
Next to the cop stands the man. Julia startles.
Mr. Weber made a complaint with us today about a neighbor who has been harassing you.
Harassing him?
Yeah, looking at his window, following him around, showing up at his door and threatening his father. And I remember Mr. Weber from your complaint, and I wanted to resolve this before it goes any further. So if you both can agree that this was a misunderstanding and that's not gonna go any further, we can all go on with our lives.
The man, Weber, nods.
Spuneam, domnule, că dacă sunteți amândoi de acord că a fost o neînțelegere, putem încheia pe calea amiabilă. De acord?
Julia flexes her jaw. The officer looks between Weber and Julia. He steps to the side. Weber steps forward. He extends his hand. Julia stares at it. Francis raises his brow. Julia reaches out and takes his hand. He wraps his fingers around hers and squeezes. She looks at his face. He stares off to the side. He lets go of her hand. The imprint of his fingers remain.
Let me know when they're gone.
She goes back into the apartment. In the bedroom, Julia sits on the edge of the bed in her bathrobe. Francis approaches the doorway.
You okay?
He puts his hand in his pocket. She stares at her hand. He walks into the bedroom.
I saw this today.
He hands her his phone.
What is this?
It says they caught the spider. Remember the guy who found her? He was a plumber. Did a job for the last victim. They found a bunch of her clothes in his apartment. You know, he'd been in prison for rape.
Julia stares at the man's face on the phone screen. Nighttime. In a taxi, Julia stares out the window with a frown on her face. At an event, Julia sits alone on the railing of a landing. She scans passing people. She focuses on Francis talking with his colleagues and sipping champagne across the room. She takes a sip from her glass, looks down at it, and then finishes it off. She exchanges the empty glass for a fresh one from a waiter. Francis waves her over.
Senior, my wife, Julia.
She's as beautiful as you described her, Francis.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
We were just talking about the big news.
Did Francis get a promotion?
No, no, they caught the spider. So Francis and Julia live near one of the victims, so they saw the crime scene.
We just walked past, really. That's all.
Sincer, nu cred că ăla e criminal. S-a pus multă presiune pe ei să-l prindă, dar au arestat și ei pe cine era mai suspect.
Francis' co-worker grimaces.
Francis said that you're having some trouble with one of your neighbors?
Julia eyes Francis.
Maybe it was him.
Can you imagine?
Despre ce vorbiți?
Ea crede că îi urmărește un vecin, dar întrebarea e dacă tipul ăsta își petrece tot timpul urmărind-o. De unde mai găsește timp să taie toate capetele alea?
Bună întrebare.
Poate că ar trebui să iasă din casă mai des.
Poate că n-ar fi rău.
Cât lipsesc eu, măcar ai tine companie pe engine-ul.
Julia turns to Francis. Her eyes redden.
Da, vă rog,
she purses her lips.
Pe tot. Și atunci, ca să... Așa, îi taie o pulpă. Și îi pune o pulpă pe
mai zi odată.
Așa, și după aia găsește alt mistreț.
What did you just say?
It's just a stupid work joke.
What did he say?
Jules, come on.
No, no, really, it was just some office gossip.
How about more champagne? I need a refill.
At least I have the spider to what?
Julia.
At least I have the spider to keep me company. Is that what you...
Francis' jaw twitches. He stares at her. She nods and shrugs.
At least I have that.
She walks away. She pounces champagne flute into a waiter's tray. He loses his balance and falls.
Julia, where are you going? Will you please stop?
What? I can't take a joke. Is that what you're gonna tell me right now?
He shakes his head and shrugs.
I don't know what to do anymore, Julia.
She stares at him. Her eyes fill with tears.
I'm tired. I'm tired of feeling like this because you can't let go of some fucking fantasy.
She sucks on her bottom lip. Her brow furrows. She turns away. A tear trails down her face. Francis wipes his nose. He shrugs and heads back to the event. Julia stands alone in the middle of the stairs. She turns around. On the landing above her, people mingle and talk. Outside, Julia hails a cab. It drives past her. She watches it go. She looks up and down the street. She walks away from the building. She approaches the metro entrance. Two young men in conversation walk past her. She heads down the stairs to the metro. Julia steps onto the metro platform. She stares down the track. She mouths the words, "Come on." Her head whips in the other direction. She stands alone at the platform. She takes a step forward and stares down the platform. It remains empty. A metro blurs past Julia. She squeezes her eyes shut. The metro slows to a stop. The automatic doors open. A man steps off. Julia eyes him and then steps in. She takes a seat and stares down at the floor. The doors close. The metro hurls itself down the tracks. Julia turns. A homeless man in the next car pats his knee along with the rhythm of his song. Her eyes grow heavy. Her head rolls down. She leans back in her seat. She rests her head against the window. She lifts her head. She turns and looks down the metro car. A few benches away from the homeless man sits Weber. He stares ahead with his back straight. His hands rest on his knees. Julia stands and grabs the handhold. She makes her way to the exit. She looks over at Weber. He stares back at her. She flinches and turns back to the exit. She takes a deep breath and grips the pole. Her face brightens with a tunnel light. The metro lurches to a stop. She stares at the exit. She gapes. Julia clings to the pole. Her lips part with shaky breaths. She lets go of the pole and walks to the bench next to the exit. She sits down. She stares straight ahead. She flinches away from the approaching steps. The tendons in her neck quiver.
It's probably an animal.
What?
The cause of the delay. It could be signal problem or repairs, or sometimes it's because an animal is on the tracks. There could be a couple of subway workers chasing a dog as we speak.
So, how long does it take?
To catch a dog? Not long. If you're fast.
He smiles.
Usually it just takes a few minutes. Even if it seems longer.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
She avoids looking at him. Her lip twitches.
Why are you following me?
He shrugs.
I don't control her dreams.
She furrows her brow.
Let me explain. I spend all day looking after my father. He's very sick.
Next to him sits a plastic bag.
And so sometimes I go to the window and just look at people going about their day. I know it is a sad hobby, but no one has really noticed before. I've really become a sad old man now, I thought. Dreaming of a pretty girl who is finally looking back at you. But then you waved.
He holds up his hand.
And I thought that you were saying hello.
He pats his hand on his knee. Julia focuses on the bag next to him.
That's why I was so surprised when your husband came to my door with the police officer. I did not understand what I had done that was so bad and why you kept following me.
Something inside the bag.
I wondered if you were trying to embarrass me.
Has the shape of a nose and mouth.
What if you were trying to scare me? I you came to my door with that man and cursed at my father. I had hoped that after I involved the police, that would be the end of it. But I felt that what I really needed was an apology.
Julia looks back at him. Tears fill her eyes. She shakes.
Sorry.
Stimat călător, vă mulțumim pentru așteptare. Urmează stația apărătorii patriei.
The metro moves. Weber stares at Julia. She stands and rushes out of the exit. She holds her stomach. Behind her, the doors close. She turns around. Weber stares at her through the metro doors as it passes. Julia stands on the platform. She takes several deep breaths. She turns her head and walks away. She breaks into a quick walk. She hurries up the stairs. She enters her apartment door and closes the door behind her. She leans back against the door. Julia kicks off a heel. She lifts the other foot and undoes the strap. In the dark, Julia sits on the edge of the bed. She pushes herself up. She turns on the lamp. She throws her suitcase onto the bed. She throws the lid open. She goes to the wardrobe and opens up one side. She grabs a pile of clothes and shoves it into the suitcase. She goes to the next shelf and grabs another pile. Julia looks up at the wall that separates her and Arena's apartments. She reaches onto the bed and grabs her phone. In the hallway, Julia stares at Arena's door. She makes her way over to it. Julia stands outside the door and leans in. She raises her fist.
Irina?
She looks down at the handle. She turns it. The door opens. She turns. In the hallway, the old woman looks at her. Julia pushes Irina's door further open. Julia steps inside. Her eyes dart over the apartment. They land on the spinning record player. Julia heads towards Irina's bedroom. Irina sits in a chair with her bare legs stretched out. She wears lingerie. She has no head. A plastic bag covers Julia's face. She drops her phone. Weber hits the back of her head. Julia opens her eyes. The yellow smiley face on the bag looks back at her. It rises and falls with her breaths.
Be careful about breathing too hard. I left enough holes for you to get air, but you will pass out if you start hyperventilating. Or scream.
Help! Help!
Weber jumps on her and holds a knife to her throat.
Scream.
he had to hide in that closet while you were all looking around. For a moment, I was sure that you'd seen me. Imagine how awkward that would have been.
Julia watches him through the plastic of the bag. He lifts the bag off her head. A small smile tugs on his lips.
Hello.
He keeps the knife pressed to her throat. She looks at him. Weber looks at the wall connected to her apartment.
Julia?
He slits her throat. She struggles to speak. Her hand reaches for her neck and wraps around it. Blood trickles through her fingers. A tear trickles down her face. Her mouth gapes. She struggles to roll onto her stomach. Her hand slips and blood gushes from the wound. She reaches for the wall. Weber pulls her off the bed. In Julia's apartment.
Julia?
Francis walks into the bedroom. He sees the half-packed luggage. His face falls.
Fuck.
In Arena's apartment, Julia crawls into the living room. She keeps one hand wrapped around her throat. Weber steps behind her. He watches her, his hand still wrapped around the knife. Blood stains the back of her dress red. She pulls herself across the carpet. She looks up at the coffee table. She drags herself closer. In the doorway, he watches her. She reaches out her arm. Her head falls against it. She removes her other hand from her throat and reaches out, her eyes locked on the coffee table drawer. She drops her outstretched hand and drags it to her side. She struggles to push herself. She grows motionless. Weber looks down at her stilled body. He walks over to her. He stares down at her feet with the trail of blood on the carpet. He crouches down, knife still in hand. He spreads out on the carpet next to her. Julia watches him. She half blinks. He mirrors her position and covers her hand with his. They look at each other. Julia's eyes widen. Her lips part. She shakes. She blinks once, twice, and then stops moving. Weber watches her. He scans her face. Blood pools from her neck wound onto the carpet. He lets go of her hand and stands. He wipes his knife on his shirt sleeve and stares at Julia's lifeless body. He holds out his knife and leans down over her. He lifts his gaze. Across the street, a young girl watches from a balcony. Weber straightens. The child watches him. He hurries away from Julia. In the bathroom, Weber washes the blood from his hands. He turns off the sink and picks up his knife. In the apartment, Francis sits in the bedroom. He lifts his phone to his ear. In Arena's apartment, Julia's phone rings. Weber tucks the knife into the back of his pants and puts on his coat. He walks past Julia. Francis lowers his phone. He turns toward Arena's apartment. He steps out into the hallway. He makes his way down the hall. Weber steps out of Arena's apartment. He and Francis look at each other. Weber finishes zipping his jacket with his eyes glued to Francis. Francis furrows his brow. Weber turns to leave. A bullet punctures his shoulder. Francis startles. Weber lurches over to the wall. He steadies himself with his hand and turns around. The next bullet hits his lower stomach. He flattens against the wall. His jaw slackens, and he sinks to the floor. Inside Arena's apartment, Julia lowers the gun. Weber's motionless body stares back at her. A neighbor opens her door, then races back into her apartment. Francis stares down at Weber and shakes. Blood is spattered on his forehead. Julia steps unsteadily out of Arena's apartment. She stares at Weber and then turns to Francis. Cut to black. Audio description written by Brianna Moulton. Narrated by Herb Merriweather. Described by Audio Eyes. Previous credits. Costume designer Claudia Bunia. Editor Michael Block. Production designer Nora Dimitrescu. Executive producers James Hopp, Elizabeth Grave. Executive producers Ben Ross, Rami Yassin, Gabi Antal. Produced by Mason Novick, John Finemore, Aaron Kaplan, Sean Perrone. Produced by Roy Lee, Stephen Schneider, Derek Dauchi. Credits roll. Executive producer, Stuart Manischel. Co-producer, Zach Ford. Line producer, Costin Rantis. Production manager, Luigi Inciu. First assistant director, Christian Ciorea. Second assistant directors, Bianca Rotaru, Ingrid Christe. Cast, Julia, Maika Monroe, Francis, Carl Glusman, Watcher Weber, Bern Gorman, Taxi Driver, Tudor Petrute, Flavia, Gabriella Butuk, Irina, Madalena Anea, Eleonora, Christina Dilianu, Neighbor, Bogdan Farbas, Christian, Daniel Nuta, Simeon's wife, Iona Abur, Simeon, Flaviu Crisan, store worker, Stefan Ianq, Officer Radu, Florian Gimpu, maintenance worker, Lucien Ionescu, ticket taker, Radu Bonescu, Nikolai, Alexandru Ion, waiter, Cyprian Kirichis, club employee, Ianot Grama, female news anchor, Simona Patrulicia, flower vendor, Iona Hirisia, cashier, Alice Cora Mikilici, Lucia Aida Ikanumu, female victim, Andrea Sovan, kiosk seller, Adrian Radulescu, old man, Petri Moraru, bouncer, Marius Kobziaru, onlooker woman, Otilia Panayati. Supervising sound editor, Frederick Dubois. Sound editor, Capuchin Carrao. Assistant sound editor, Luciano Del Zoppo. Company 3, SAG-AFTRA. Copyright 2022, Image Nation, Abu Dhabi, FZLLC. All rights reserved. Distribution Advisory Services, Cinematic Media. Spooky Pictures, AGC International, Image Nation, Abu Dhabi. Watcher.